Well, from snowy Houghton, Sarah, how's it going up there?
It's going good. The snow seems to be slowing down a little bit, so it'll be nice not to have to shovel when I get home.
I suppose. Well, luckily, before the snow came, you guys were able to get some studying done up on Isle Royal. Talk with me about what the scope was. What was the what were you trying to find out?
Yes, yeah, so for a long time we have been collecting the bones of moose that we find that either get killed by wolves or that die for other reasons. And we can learn a lot from those bones. And one of the main focus of the recent study is trying to understand links between different diseases, things like arthritis, osteoporosis, and also periodontitis, or gum disease as it's known. Because it can be really challenging to study these diseases in humans because we all eat different things. We sometimes have bad habits like smoking a lot or drinking and things like that. And that can make it really difficult for us to be able to understand links between these diseases. But luckily, moose don't have those bad habits and kind of eat a fairly consistent diet. And so we can use those bones to kind of really figure out what diseases are related to each other or not.
Does anything in particular stand out for you as you've gone through some of the preliminary data?
Yeah, so we found that animals that had gum disease were a much higher risk of developing severe arthritis and also severe osteoporosis. And, you know, these diseases can, and both in humans and in moose, things like arthritis can be really debilitating, so it's kind of important to learn about the factors that cause them in the hope that you can maybe kind of prevent some of these diseases in or treat them better in future. So it's really cool that the study had some insights that are also kind of useful for human medicine as well.
And did you learn anything about the overall health of the moose? Obviously, you're not analyzing living moose, but did you find anything about the overall health up there on the island?
Yeah, so just moose, just like in humans, the older you get, the more likely you are to get these kind of diseases. So the older a moose is, the much more likely it is to get things like gum disease and osteoarthritis and osteoporosis. And it seemed like the male moose were less healthy than the female moose, which was another kind of finding of our study as well, which is kind of quite, which is a little bit surprising.
Has the study been published? Can we take a look at it yet or no?
Yes, yeah. So the study was published in the Journal of Osteoarthritis and Cartilage, which is a medical journal that I think probably this paper is a little bit unusual because it's in a wild animal population as opposed to being a study in humans.
Okay, and so we can find that on the web, I'm sure, and link to it?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, anything else about the study you'd like us to know about before we close the interview, Sarah?
I would say one really cool thing about the study was that a lot of the data was collected by what we call citizen scientists, so volunteers, members of the public that have been kind enough to spend their time hiking across Isle Royal and discovering bones and helping to bring them back and so that we can analyze them and find new insights about diseases that impact humans.